The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We're going to go right back into old-time radio. Today's program, The Lone Ranger, Coming of Age, which was originally aired March 23rd, 1938.
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. The famous masked rider of justice urges the great horse Silver down a new trail of the Old West to bring us a stirring adventure story of the pioneer days. Listen to those silver-shod hoofs as they race down the hard-packed roadbeds of yesteryear. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver, old boy. That's it, old fellow. It'll be dark before we meet Tonto if we don't hurry. Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
Shortly after nightfall, the Lone Ranger and his faithful Indian companion Tonto were riding toward the town of Osage when the glow of a burning building caught their attention. They immediately urged their mounts in the direction of the flames, hoping to be of help. We see them as they arrive at the scene of the fire.
Oh, oh, there's Silver.
Oh, oh, boy.
Oh, my fella.
Oh. They seem to be the first ones here, Tonto. Come on. We'll go inside. Might be someone trapped there.
Oh, no, you won't. There, fella, behind you. I'm a-holding a rifle on you.
Who are you?
I'm the owner of this house, that's who.
Is there anyone inside there now?
No.
Where are the others?
Well, safe in town. Now, mind your own business.
Right now, my business is to save what we can from that fire.
I told you to keep out of there.
Do you want everything you own to be destroyed?
Ain't none of your affair. Now, keep back or I'll start shooting. I don't want nothing to be saved.
Why not?
If I want my house to burn, by ginger, it'll burn. I don't stand for an outlaw interfering.
I'm not an outlaw.
You're wearing a mask. That's what for you. You'll get away from here pronto.
I'm not convinced that this house is yours. Now lower that rifle, because I'm going inside before it's too late.
I'll shoot you.
Get him, Tonto.
Oh, me got him now. Oh, you keep him still.
Rope him, Tonto. We can't take any chances on his getting loose.
Let me fix him.
Let me go, I tell you. Let me go.
I'll think about letting you go when I've examined that house.
Him crazy. But Tonto, fix him.
I'll get this rope on him.
Blast you.
This'll hold him. Don't hurt him.
Ain't nothing worth saving. Let me loose. Get you for this. I'll get you.
Watch him, Tonto. I'll take a look inside the house.
Think I'm loco, don't you? Well, I ain't. Drat these ropes.
You keep them still, rope, not hurt.
I'm warning you, sure as my name is Zeke Salters. When I get these ropes off, I'll show you. I'll learn you two hombres. Ain't nothing in that house. Nothing. You won't find anything in there, I tell you.
We'll find out.
While the Lone Ranger was making a hurried inspection of the burning house, Nancy Randall, Zeke Salter's ward, was unaware of what had happened. She was in town as guest of the Widow Stevens, and we see her on the veranda with Dick, Mrs. Stevens' son.
When you leave for your home by the ocean, will you let your poor darling go too? Or will you leave her alone, unprotected, when you know that she loves only you?
There now, Dick Stevens, I'm not going to sing another thing tonight.
Oh, gosh, Nancy. I could spend the rest of my life listening to you sing. I wish you would come to visit Ma more often.
I was awful surprised when Uncle Zeke let me come this time.
He isn't your real uncle, is he?
No, he sort of adopted me when my folks were killed by Injuns.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I wonder what he's got against me, Nancy.
What? Why, nothing, Dick. What makes you think...
Oh, yes, he has. You know, this is the first time in months I've had a chance to speak to you without him sitting a couple of yards away.
Oh, silly.
Well, it's the truth. Nancy, this is the first time you've been away from your house for more than half an hour for the past 3 weeks.
I know, but I suppose you can't blame Uncle Zeke for it. He feels it's his duty to take proper care of me.
Well, that don't say he's got to make a prisoner of you.
Oh, he don't do no such thing. He's been mighty good to me all these years.
Sure he has. While he's had charge of all your money.
Well, he has to account for it all.
Wonder if he'll be able to.
What do you mean?
Just that. You're coming of age pretty soon now, ain't you?
Uh-huh.
And when you do, according to your father's will, you'll come into all that money yourself. I wonder if you will, or if Zeke will
be... Dick Stevens, you can't hint such things about Uncle Zeke. Oh, he ain't bad when you get to know him.
Well, he ain't very easy to get acquainted with. He's the most unfriendly man I ever knew.
He is not. It was him suggested I come over here to visit your ma.
He did?
Yes, he did. Told me to stay just as long as I was having a good time. That is, unless I wore out my welcome.
No chance of that happening. Say, look over yonder.
Where?
See, over toward your place. There's a glow over there. Looks like it might be a fire.
But, Dick's alive. I wonder if it's...
Hey, there's a fire over yonder.
Oh, Dick, I wonder if it is Uncle Zeke's house.
Well, I'll go get some horses. We'll ride over that way and find out.
Hi, Dick. Dick Stevens, where are you?
Here, Sheriff.
Come on, we're riding over towards the south. Looks to be a fire over there.
Maybe it's Uncle Zeke.
It looks to be. Never mind your horse. Lem Purdy's bringing up his buckboard. You can ride on that.
I'm a-going, too.
There's be plenty of room.
Well, come on, Nancy.
Pull up there, Lem. Dick and Nancy are riding with you.
Go there. Go. Come on, Dick. Get aboard. Get aboard, Nancy. Looks like your uncle's place is going up in smoke.
I'm getting aboard.
Here, Nancy. I'll give you a hand.
There. I'm ready.
Let her go, Lem. Lair up them horses.
Get up there. Get along here. Come on, get up.
Dick and Nancy raced toward the burning house in the wagon while the others rode ahead. They soon discovered that the flaming building was beyond saving. And as they came nearer, they heard Zeke shouting.
Help! Help me! Over here!
Over there! Over!
That's Uncle Zeke shouting.
Where are you, Zeke?
Over here! Over by the well! I'm rope! Give me a hand!
Rope!
There he is. I see him, Dick.
I'll go get him.
Get me loose.
I got a knife here. Just a second now. There. Your hands are free.
No waste time talking.
You ain't hurt, are you, Uncle Zeke?
Who done it, Zeke?
Now you're loose.
Well, tied you up. What happened?
Oh, blasted robbers. Rope me and left me here.
Robbers?
The same two that set fire to the house. Lucky thing you was in Osage, Nancy.
Well, let me help you to your feet.
Why, just wait till I catch up with them two.
Your house is done for, Zeke.
And gone. Nancy, my home and yours. Burnt by a pair of thieving coyotes.
Well, who were they?
I don't know. They rode in here and held me up at the point of the guns.
We didn't have anything in the house worth stealing, did we?
No, but I likely figured your money was in there.
But it isn't. It's all intestine.
I was so cussed mad about not getting anything. They tied me and threw me by the well and then set fire to our house.
You didn't know, huh?
Nope. There were strangers around these parts, but I don't know them if I ever see them again.
What'd they look like?
Well, one of them was tall and rode a white horse. He wore a mask.
Mask, huh?
And the other one was an Indian.
Oh, they can't be far from here. We'll organize a posse and hunt them. And when we locate them, they'll pay a plenty for what they've done.
Good. Let's get going. I'll ride to town with you, Stevens. We'll get some more men. Nancy, you better stay with Mrs. Stevens for a time.
Yes, Uncle Zeke.
Well, let's get going. Get aboard my wagon. I'll take you. Come on. Get aboard.
Several days passed. During the interval, the Lone Ranger had made a number of trips to town, investigating the strange behavior of Zeke Salters. We see him now in the well-concealed camp he shares with Tonto, discussing the situation with his companion.
Everyone's looking for us, so we must be mighty careful not to be seen, Tonto.
Maybe we move plenty quick.
I think we'll be safe enough here.
No.
No?
Feller come here today.
While I was in town? Who was it?
Feller from east. Him go to town.
How long ago was that?
Maybe 2 hour. It 'fore dark.
Then we'd better do as you say and get on the move.
Got camp ready.
Zeke still insists that we're the ones who set fire to his house.
Why him do that?
Here, Silver. I can't imagine why he'd do it, Tonto. We saw him at the fire and he wouldn't accept our help.
That right.
There's something mighty strange about the way he acted. Get the blankets rolled.
Him crazy?
No, he doesn't seem to be crazy. What's more, everyone thinks quite well of him. He's been mighty good to the girl he adopted when Indians killed her parents.
Now we ready to move.
Your horse.
Here, white feller. Him all ready to travel.
How did this stranger find the camp?
Him lost in woods.
Oh. Came here by accident, huh?
That right. Him from east.
Yes, so you said.
Him no girl.
Nancy Randall?
That right.
What was his name?
Him name Grant.
Grant?
Huh.
Did you tell him about the fire?
Him plenty much surprised.
Yep. Study there, Silver, old boy.
Him ask if girl alive.
What did you tell him?
Tell him girl in town when fire come.
Well, we're going to find out more about this man named Grant. He may be the key to the situation. Come on, Tonto.
Hi-yo, Silver!
The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.